Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
I can't believe I'm going to say this one out loud, but here goes. The socialists got it right? Again? Zoran Mamdani, America's most hated politician. Or beloved, depending on who you ask. The socialist mayor of New York has now banned the use of AI for students up until the 8th grade. If a socialist does a good thing, you still have to give him credit for it? Yeah, you know, you still do.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I believe that what we are presenting is the best that we can do under the circumstances, given the fact that free parking is not a real option and that we really need to make sure that, when we're implementing the paid parking, which is, I think, necessary given the use of downtown, particularly in peak times, we're doing it in a way that makes it accessible for everybody.
So Allison Patton, city council president at the moment, doing a joint press conference yesterday with Mayor D.C. Reeves and also Lissa Dees from parking, and talking about the end of all the free parking downtown, you know, now that Palo Fox is done, or shortly to be done, all the side streets to be done. They're going to go back not just to the way it was, but to the way he has always said it was coming. It's kind of funny. I saw this, the press conference was coming, and it was weird because at the exact same time, I was already planning to ask D.C. Reeves about this today, because you remember his original plan when they increased the rate for parking, when they started going to kind of the way it is now, he had always said the goal of charging for parking is not to generate revenue. That's not the issue. And I know, people don't listen and they don't want to believe. They just want, everybody's a skeptic and government's always lying to you. But that's not the problem they were solving. The problem they were solving was people parking in parking spaces, for hours and hours and hours on end, and choking up the parking so that we didn't have the ability to go to the restaurant or go to the store or stop in. And especially on Fridays and Saturdays, there were people, often employees would park in the cheap or even the free parking and just stay there for 8 hours, and then other people, couldn't have access, at least not easy access. So the goal was to find the priority parking spaces and make them more likely to turn over so that you don't have to drive around looking for parking for, 20 minutes or an hour, which creates more traffic congestion, but also so that people could get in. And you still have loads of free spaces. Now, listen, for those of you who've listened to the show for any period of time, I was pretty much not on board with almost anything the mayor was doing with parking. It's probably the biggest dispute that he and I have ever had, in the sense that I disagreed vehemently with this. I love free parking. I'm a believer in free parking. We have loved that this town is a place where you could park for free. And I hear all the arguments. And I'm like, but all I do when I turn around all the time is see my free parking spaces going away and being turned into paid parking spaces. And, if I wanted to live in a place that had expensive parking downtown, I'd live in a place that had expensive parking downtown. I don't. And so I dislike it. But what I do is not pay the parking. What I do is I just move a block or two farther away and I go find the free spaces, which I know where they are. And there's usually the ability to park there. So, okay, so far, so good. Well, you combine the getting rid of the free spaces, going to an increased rate, which if $1 an hour is, if you're going to have paid parking, $1 an hour is absurdly low, right? We can, even I, cheapskate that I am, somebody who hates to pay for parking, I think the only time I ever paid for parking downtown under this new system was when I had to bring in a car to be inspected and had to go downtown to do it. So, I paid on Palo Fox. Hated it. Hated it. Ugh, how dare you? I think that's the one time. Otherwise, never. I never pay for parking. It's like almost a religious thing with me. Anyway, so I'm opposed to all of this. But the theory was always, okay, this is step one. We're creating more paid parking areas, still keeping a lot of free parking, but many paid parking spaces. We are extending the hours. Remember, it used to be it would quit at 5. And so if you went to an event at, 6 o'clock, you could park for free in the streets. Well, that changed. And more things changed, and eventually we got what we've got now. The second or third or fourth, whatever, phase of this was always meant to be an increase in the rates at certain times. Because the goal was not, it was surge pricing, okay? The goal was surge pricing. The goal was not to punish you, not to raise revenue. But look, when a thing is in higher demand, you charge more for it. Again, not as an effort to punish people, but as an effort to get them to not sit their car for 6 hours downtown, but to only want to pay, for an hour or two and then to leave so somebody else can come and use that public government-owned space that we rent to you for a certain amount of money per hour. That was always the theory. Well, that's exactly where we're at. And so the new plan, if you haven't seen it, the new plan is actually it's a little complicated, which, in parking, the thing people have always kind of been throwing up their hands, it's so complicated, I hate it. I mean, it's not that complicated. But in any case, the new plan is $1 an hour as a standard, as a default setting. But there are a lot of exceptions to that. For example, Sundays and Mondays completely free. No, like that. Okay, well, that's part. Remember the whole, they're just trying to rake in the money. Well, they're giving you 2 free days, Sunday and Monday, totally free. So if you got to do your business or you got to go downtown or like you go to church, you don't have to pay for parking and go to church, that kind of thing. Free Sunday and Monday. That's nice. Tuesday through Thursday, $1 an hour. So just like it was before, $1 an hour. Friday until 6, $1 an hour. So weekdays, 4 days a week, $1 an hour. Mondays, free. At 6 o'clock, it's $1.75 an hour until Sunday. So for 6, 30 hours, you're going to have $1.75 an hour. It's meant to be more. Now, city residents can opt into a resident discount program and pay 75 cents all the time. Seniors can, there's a program for them too. But for most people who are just, and again, this is county residents primarily, they're trying to get the county to pay for the parking that the city people pay for, right? Which makes sense. It's meant to, $1.75 is supposed to be a threshold that you don't want to go over. And so you want to move your car after an hour or two. We'll come back to this in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Palafox Street in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. If you see anything else, 437-1620. I'm PJ through traffic on the five.
Dude, give me a minute or more. I'm trying to sneeze over here. All right. So my question is, what do you think? Honestly, I was surprised the rate's as low as it is. I don't know that $1.75 incentivizes the kind of people who are going downtown on Friday night to move their car. I mean, seriously, how much do you pay to go out to eat downtown on a Friday night? For two people, what, $100? Maybe more, somewhere in that vicinity, probably. Does $3.50 for 2 hours motivate you differently than $2 for 3 hours? Or really, the point is, if you were gonna leave it there for 4 hours for $4, and now 4 hours is gonna cost you what, $7? Does that motivate you to move your car if you're already spending, $12 to $15 a drink? right? I'm not sure that it crosses the threshold to change behavior. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm the wrong person to ask because I don't go pay $12 for a drink and we don't go to restaurants where it's $100 for the two of us and I don't pay for parking. So, I'm not the person to ask. You want to ask the people that go downtown on Friday and Saturday. Does it motivate you? And I don't know, but it seems like it wouldn't. Oh, by the way, the Jefferson Street garage is supposed to be $1.75 all the time. Although, there is an interesting one on gallery nights and special events. The parking garage is going to be $20 from 5 to 8. And again, this is partially because of the scarcity of parking, partially because we know what the private lots do, and the private lots are wicked expensive.
Go drive downtown on a Friday and Saturday night where private lots are charging double, maybe triple what the city is charging, and they're full. So we know that the churn is needed, and so that's why we're focusing on Friday and Saturday night and really doing what we say we're going to do, which is create churn on the nights that you need it and give a little relief on maybe the days and the nights that you don't.
So, yeah, if people are willing to pay, what, 20, 30, God, 40? You know, I know what they pay sometimes for big events and games and stuff like that. Certainly I know what they're willing to pay for Blue Angels weekend on the beach, you know, $200 for a space or at least $100, $150. Downtown Pensacola, again, if you're going to the opera, you're going to a show, you're already dropping $100, $200, maybe more dollars, you know, just for two, three people. I don't know. I think the arguments that are going to be made against this are not all that strong. I think that a lot of people that feel kind of like I feel, which is, you know, we're a small town. We still want to be that small town. And the idea of having to pay and pay more for parking, you know, don't, you know, the anti-Navarre boardwalk project, Navarre Beach boardwalk project people, you know, don't destine Navarre Beach. Well, you know, don't, what's a good place? I don't want to pick on Destin exactly, but, oh, okay. Oh, no, I can pick on Destin for this one. Don't destine downtown Pensacola, where you go out to, you know, Noriego Point and they want you to pay $20 to park on a, like a meter where you, I mean, meters on your phone, but still it's just a metered space on the street. And, you know, no, tow my car, man. Like I'm not doing it. And that feels like that's where we're going. 437-1620. Somebody says my taxes already pay for road maintenance. So why do I have to pay to park? Well, again, it's not about the cost of maintaining the infrastructure. It's about making the infrastructure more available to everybody. You know, the park is free, but if there's a million people going to the park, maybe you ration access, which is what this is. It's meant to, it's by price, it's meant to ration access. The price won't change. If I have to park downtown, then I'll have to pay. But if I can get what I need somewhere else, I won't go downtown, which I think is the way a lot of people look at it. Combination of the costs, combination of the inconvenience, the app, the confusion, the general sentiment of, you know, grumpy old people. But as the mayor says, and, you know, hear me, I'm on your side. Complain as much as you want. More and more people are going downtown. There are obviously not enough of you to stop growing downtown from being what it is. And, you know, I get that. But, you know, okay, here we are. 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are, and by the way, we'll talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves about this in a little over an hour, of course. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, very good at selling and buying, you know, private individual residences. If you're thinking about moving or picking up a house like a rental, short vacation rental, long-term, whatever the case may be, or a second home, beach home, something like that, give her a call. Now, I know you may have like your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your friend at church, you know, the person that you know who does real estate, and they may be great and you know them. That's fine. Okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't make them your choice. I'm just saying add Christina to your list. And talk to her. I mean, you're talking about a decision that's going to be, you know, possibly thousands, tens of thousands more dollars of your life. The psychological challenge of not having a house sell when it could have sold quicker, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Maybe you don't hire her. Maybe you do. But just talk to her. Like I always say, you know, don't hire her because I say so, but do talk to her because I say so and find out what she does differently. And then, you know, you make a decision. That's fine. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Woo! Summer's heating up and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
No bother by the suicide, hot dog, my razor blade. Water dripping up the spout. Hey, I don't care. Let it all hang out.
You know, I'm always fascinated by kind of how the brain works and what I know, what I don't know, what other people know, what they don't know. I've been fascinated as a parent watching my kids and how they know things that I know I did not teach them, but, you know, it's kind of like before their time. Anyway, long-winded way of explaining. I was watching this video last night for John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp or John Cougar or just Mellencamp. Like, he's gone by all four. It's annoying. For Let It All Hang Out. And it's like this woman, kind of a sepia-toned video, you know, this hot chick dancing in a trailer park with a guy who doesn't look like he belonged with that girl, but they're happy dancing together. And I thought, oh, my God, I have seen this video. Like, I knew this video. And I think, man, that video's from, like, what, 89, 88, something like that. How is that? I mean, it's weird the way your brain holds on to information and the things that are familiar to you. At least I think so. You look like you wanted to say something, BJ.
I was just going to say the epic ones stand out.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, but that's not even an epic one. It's just like interest, you know, I don't know, captivating somehow or other. Mm-hmm. I mean, then again, as a teenage boy, you put a hot chick dancing in a trailer park, you know, okay. Pretty epic. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Palafox Street in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The U.S. military says it destroyed 5 Iranian crude oil tankers after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps targeted an American warship with ballistic missiles. U.S. Central Command says the warship evaded both of those attacks. No American personnel were hurt. 4 tankers were struck in the Gulf of Oman and 1 near Karg Island. And Iran says it then retaliated with missile attacks on U.S. forces in Jordan, but those strikes were reportedly ineffective. Britain is moving to ban imports from Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank, along with services supporting settlement expansion. France and Canada also announcing similar measures, saying settlement growth and violence have threatened prospects for a two-state solution. Israel is condemning those moves. And apparently Singapore's prime minister is getting a big pay raise. Lawrence Wong says his annual salary is rising 64% to about $2.85 million starting on October 15th.
Well, I don't know as much about this story as I'd like to, but I know that when somebody's salary goes up that dramatically, that's definitely Wong. Anybody? Anybody? This thing on? Okay.
Where's the boo button when I need
it? I'm working on it. Give me a second.
Ooh. Boo.
Deserve it. All right. David, thanks so much for the update.
Anytime.
I did win a Marconi. Oh, how is it possible? I don't know. David always reminds me.
And you won a Marconi.
Yep, it's amazing. All right, 437-1620. Oh, the SEC might kick Louisiana State University out. No, for real. Like, they're having an emergency meeting tomorrow to talk about this whole NFL thing, you know, bringing these players back who had some time in the NFL, even if it was just camp or whatever. And they sound real serious. Like, it's hard to imagine. The founding member of the SEC might get kicked out over this, but they say, look, we have the right to police, you know, to govern ourselves, and what they're doing, they shouldn't be doing. And, you know, we're willing to consider getting rid of them. In a statement, the SEC said it has a right to establish rules, and a commitment to those rules and to the core principles of the Southeastern Conference is an essential element of SEC membership. That's a lot of repetition. Today's filing is necessary to defend that right and preserve the conference's ability to govern competition among its members. So they're trying to, you know, they want to control the rules of their conference so that there's parity. And, of course, LSU, which had the – 95%. They had a blowout win, right? LSU did over the weekend, right? Okay. Without the players. They were not – they did the two NFL players, NFL-ish, NFL light, sort of NFL-ish, asterisk NFL players, you know, did not actually play. But, you know, they might. You know, who knows? So that would be interesting. Maybe maybe LSU could leave the SEC and Notre Dame could join. No, I don't think any of this is going to happen, but, you know, we'll see. Meanwhile, interesting law proposed in Australia. Ugh, my voice today.
Cough.
Killing me. Sneezing, coughing. PJ, what are you doing to me? Allergies? What do you think?
It's allergies.
No, it's old age.
Oh, okay.
It's it's the parts of your body that, you know, like your epiglottis and your vocal sphincter, all that kind of stuff. Like stuff that used to work just fine, and then all of a sudden I'm breathing and I'm choking. Like, this is... Stop it. Anyway, Australia is creating a law, proposed a law, that would have a checkbox on your social media so that you could say algorithms nay. Essentially, the social media platform, let's take Facebook, okay? Facebook would have to offer you the choice to turn off an algorithm. And so, I mean, there's always going to be an algorithm. It's just a question of whether they make it or you make it. And essentially, it would be you just get the things that you subscribe to, and it doesn't give you other offerings. It does not suggest things to you, which, of course, the reason they're opposed to this is because that's how they make their money. Like, social media does not exist to make you happy, to satisfy you, to give you information. None of that. I mean, those all might be incidentals, but what it's there to do is keep your eyes on the feed so that you can see the ads that they sell. That's it. That's the model. And I mean, I'm not, you know, judging. Like, our model in radio is I want to get you listening to me so that you listen to the ads, which is how we make our money, right? I mean, that's, you know, I don't want to pretend they're doing something fundamentally different than we're doing. But it's frustrating because you feel like they're giving you all kinds of stuff you don't want and aren't interested in. Well, this would solve that to a degree. This would give you control over your feed. I've always said, I just want to be able to choose what the algorithm is. Let me just, you know, basically craft it for myself, and then, you know, I'll get the information that I want, which is not what they're in business to do.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The RNC's first ever midterm convention begins in Dallas today.
The focus is on key contests that will determine whether the GOP keeps control of Congress. So some of the speakers will include Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's locked in a tight Senate race with Democrat James Tallarico, Mike Collins, who's looking to unseat Democratic Senator John Ossoff in Georgia, and Mike Rogers, who's neck and neck with progressive Abdul El-Sayed in the Senate race in Michigan.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, Republican John Sununu, is going to face Democrat Chris Pappas in November in the race to replace retiring Senator Jeanne Shaheen in New Hampshire. Sununu, after his primary win.
Join us. Reject the chaos in Washington. Give the Granite State a senator who'll put the people of New Hampshire first every single day.
Democrats have to hold on to the seat to have a chance of flipping the upper chamber. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now. News Radio 92.3, 75 degrees with clear skies this morning. And we'll get a full check on our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a couple of minutes. Well, tempers flared at Tuesday's Santa Rosa Board of County Commissioners meeting after a string of Navarre residents spoke out against that proposed Navarre Beach Boardwalk and Events Center project. Commissioner Ray Eddington, whose district includes Navarre Beach, was asked to respond. He didn't hold back, calling some of the project's critics hypocrites and backstabbers.
A bunch of hypocrites, backstabbers. Mr. Light, I feel sorry for you when you sit in this seat. They will do you the same way. Ms. Bush, didn't you come to my office and ask me to get the county to take over Holly by the Sea Rec Center? Because they are sorry as all crap. I caused some of this by moving here. Y'all caused it because y'all moved here. If you want to put it back like it was, move out of Santa Rosa County.
And Eddington did offer one concession, saying he'd support dropping a bathroom in a parking lot from the plan. The project has drawn opposition at back-to-back meetings with a change.org petition now topping 8,000 signatures. The police are searching for a vehicle involved in a drive-by shooting Sunday outside of Vibes and Smoothies on North 9th Avenue. Police say somebody in a white vehicle, possibly a Buick Envista, fired 5 to 8 shots into a crowd, striking a woman with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say she does not appear to have been the target. The vehicle was last seen headed west on Bayou Boulevard. If you have information, you're asked to contact detectives or call Crime Stoppers. A judge granted a continuance on Tuesday in the case against former Santa Rosa County Dr. Elaine Sharp, who's charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder and dozens of felony counts tied to an alleged pill mill scheme. Her attorney says he still needs to question medical witnesses before trial, pushing her next court date to November 10th. Separately, attorney Rachel Gilmer says a wrongful death lawsuit against Pace Pharmacy claims pharmacists should have flagged repeated prescriptions written by Sharp for one patient within a single week. Sharp remains in the Santa Rosa County Jail without bond. Now, the University of West Florida Argos have now entered the national rankings, sitting at 22nd in the latest AFCA-FCS coaches poll after just 2 games in program history at the Division I level. UWF beat then-ranked Southern Illinois and Central Arkansas in back-to-back weeks, becoming the first team ever to knock off 2 ranked opponents to open a season. Quarterback Tyrae Davis earned the co-offensive player of the week honors the conference after accounting for more than 300 total yards against Central Arkansas. The Argos host Austin Peay next on September 19th. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. They're a family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Things are looking really good out there. No wait time at the front gate of NES Pensacola. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice, mostly sunny sky day today with just a 10% chance of rain, high near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Thursday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Heading into Friday, 70% chance of your showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got clear skies. It is 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news, 30 minutes breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Murray with your money now. ABC is pushing back against a report that Jimmy Kimmel's late night tenure is coming to an end. Page Six reported yesterday that the season of Jimmy Kimmel Live will be its last. The 58-year-old host previously renewed his contract through May of 2027. The network swiftly responded with an ABC Entertainment spokesperson saying, quote, this information is inaccurate. Goldman Sachs is warning that heightened attacks on the Persian Gulf and Red Sea could push global oil prices above $120 a barrel, which would add to the surging fuel costs for Americans. The investment bank's forecast implies a roughly 20% increase in the cost of Brent crude, which is trading at nearly $100 a barrel. The yield on the 2-year Treasury note added 2 basis points this morning as inflation fears continue to mount. The 2-year note, typically more sensitive to near-term policy expectations, was trading at 4.413%. Futures are lower this morning after a losing session yesterday. Dow futures down by more than 300 points. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiked up things. between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
Again, we are dealing with a tornado warning right now. This is going to be in Santa Rosa County.
At any time.
And Steve, you're looking at the radar. What are you seeing right now?
What you need to know.
Well, on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, the showers are covering the entire north part of Escambia County, moving into the downtown area.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
What you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
For your beach, your beautiful beach. Don't let them do to you what they did to us. If you commercialize our beach, you will destroy our paradise and will never get it back to the way it was. Hear our voices. When will you hear Navarre residents' voices? Don't destroy Navarre Beach.
I still think it's a very impressive verbal accomplishment when you can make non-profane words sound like profanity. So that's pretty good. Don't destine Navarre Beach. That was Sharon Caron. She was one of the people upset about the Navarre Beach Boardwalk and event space and other things, proposed project in Santa Rosa County yesterday at the Santa Rosa County committee meeting. We'll bring Brad Brake on here to talk about it. He's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Okay, so, a couple of questions. First of all, these people keep saying, you know, don't turn Navarre Beach into Destin, don't turn Navarre Beach into Panama City or even Pensacola Beach. And if I thought that it would, I'd be with them. Like, if I thought that that's what you all were doing and if I thought you were ruining Navarre Beach with this, I'd be on their side. I just don't think that's what you're doing. And so my question is, you've talked to some of these folks. Have they seen the actual renderings? Because I don't know how a person looks at these drawings and says, you're making it Panama City or Destin. I don't understand. Do they know what the actual proposal is?
Yeah, I know talking with some of them, they have looked at it. And then definitely some of the conversations I've had, they have not. They've just kind of been following on social media, which, you know, is half-truths a lot of the time. And they don't put out the full information. So that's a challenge. I struggle how to overcome that, but that's just a challenge. But, you know, I agree with you. I don't want it to look like Destin either. I didn't think any of this concept did. I know there's some previous engagement at one of the meetings. A business owner out there didn't necessarily like the additional space out there with the food trucks and all of that. But other than that, in the multiple meetings, we didn't hear a lot of opposition. You know, there was some opposition when the district commissioner was wanting to put the tourist development center out there and then create a community center at the current visitor information center. Kind of got spun up that the tourist development director wanted to be on the beach, which that was not the case. So then now it's kind of got to a rolling of, well, Julie's driving this because she wants a wedding venue, and it was never designed to be a wedding venue. That was just one of the things that could happen in the place. So, I mean, just a lot of misinformation going around.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, that's always, I don't know if it's the social media age or what, you know, people, I get why people who don't have the right information and then get angry and then don't trust and all of this. But I think, man, you just, you know, do a little bit more asking, do a little bit more research. Maybe the county can do a little bit more to get the information out, kind of a combination of all of those things. I did have a question. I think it was answered well yesterday, but the question came up about this being conservation recreation land and therefore how can you build on it? But lots of things have been built on conservation rec land, right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so that allows several things, but obviously at Boardwalk and going over to the beach is a recreational amenity. The pier, Windjammers, I believe even Juana's is considered conservation rec area. So, I mean, there are things that you can do it. We have three pavilions out there now with three parking lots. We have a turtle center. Actually, we have another pavilion on the intercoastal side, the sound side.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very similar to what is already out there.
And I've said this. I mean, you probably heard me say this, but I think the look of it is, you know, very much in keeping with what's already there. And frankly, it kind of looks the way the occasional structures in the seashore look. It's just kind of very minimalistic for preserving as much natural as you can while also accomplishing the goal of providing some services that people clearly want out on the beach. So, okay, that, I mean, you know, that's you. And the bids come back when? When do the bids get open?
We extended it a week because there was a bunch of questions from the different contractors bidding on it. So anytime, you know, when there's questions, we have to answer the question and pose the question and the answer back to the bid portal so that everybody knows what question and what the answer is so they can adjust their bid accordingly.
Same information.
So I think we had 47 come in. And some of that was errors in the bid package that our contractor didn't catch a couple of things. So those were just normal back and forth that the contractors were putting out in the questions of the bids about materials, et cetera.
Okay.
So we've answered all of them. So it's only fair then to extend it. You know, I think it's the 17th now. So probably be able to go through them and have them on a meeting in October, I would guess.
Okay.
We'll see how it progresses.
We're talking to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, hang on for just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that earlier vehicle crash, 9 Mile Road at Palafox Street in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, PJ. Back to Brad Baker. Kerry Smith has brought forward a request for staff to work on a tethering ordinance so that, you know, pets, and he said yesterday that the goal is to thwart or, you know, try to get a little bit of control over people who are doing, you know, really rampant breeding and, you know, not keeping their dogs in the right condition. I know there was no specific proposal on the table, but, you know, the Escambia County ordinance, I think, is outrageous. It is ridiculously restrictive. You have to have an overhead line. You cannot be out of sight of the pet. You know, I mean, I get that there are things that people do that are inappropriate, but, you know, a sheer prohibition on ground tethering or just ordinary, you know, like tree chaining or whatever, and, you know, requiring that the owner be out there with the dog at all times, that seems outrageous to me. But what are you guys actually looking at? Because I do not imagine Santa Rosa County dog owners, if they knew this was happening, I do not imagine that most of them are like, oh, yeah, cool, put these regulations on me. It doesn't feel like that's a Santa Rosa kind of attitude.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It is a challenge to balance that. Obviously, we had, if you followed that one case recently, that created some outrage. And actually, we had people from Oregon, Washington, New York calling in, just boiling us up because of the social media influence of that. So, you know, how do we find a balance? Obviously, there's got to be some way that we assure the pet is being taken care of, which our current ordinance does. You know, they have to have shelter, they have to have food, they have to have water access within the tethering. So just something Commissioner Smith's always been passionate on the animal side of that. He does, you know, he has some dogs, and he always sees dogs being dropped off, so he's trying to come up with something that's a balance that meets that of Santa Rosa County, but maybe puts it a little more restrictive so that some of these people who are just really not taking care of their animals and just using them as a breeding meal to maybe put some more restrictions to pull that in.
Well, so I didn't think there was even a tethering ordinance at all right now. It sounds like there is one. So I looked and I didn't find one, so it's my fault. But I'm not, if code enforcement is not able to do this or animal control is not able to do this throughout the county, ask me how I know. I know by riding my bike around both counties. What is creating a stronger law going to actually accomplish?
Well, I think any time that you create a new law and when enforcement is a challenge, I mean, that's always a worthy conversation and usually one that we have with the commissioners. Like, well, how do you plan to enforce this? I used this recently on the sign ordinance. Well, I mean, where do you want us to enforce? And it takes more than the officer we have. So you want me to send public works people out and enforce it? So there are, you know, calls and actions. So if we want an action, how much are we willing to invest in the enforcement of that? So I think that's a good question that the commissioners have to take that up as they enact this, is how far do we go on the enforcement side?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the conversation, and, you know, attention to detail and what it's really going to mean to people. And again, I just, my perception is if you try to tell Santa Rosa County dog owners that they've got to do something and it's, you know, pretty intrusive, they're not going to love that idea. Clear cutting. It sounds like Bobby Burkett, you're gonna have to correct me if I'm wrong about any of this, but he wants to put some blocks up to prevent people from clear cutting, but he wants to allow, or the commissioners want to allow, for the ag exemption. But apparently, and this was all new to me yesterday when I was listening, people use the ag exemption all the time to work around the clear cutting rules by buying land that's ag, clear cutting, and then converting it over into other things. My only thought is, it seemed like maybe, what if the ability to clear cut was somehow tied to conservation easements? What if somehow, if you could connect those two in a way that would make sure that if you're allowing people to clear cut for agricultural purposes, you guarantee that it's actually going to accomplish an agricultural outcome? Am I thinking about this the right way? Because it doesn't sound like what we're proposing is going to do much.
Well, the challenge is when we went to zoning back in the, I think it was late 80s, early 90s. Anyway, we went to zoning and there was no, like, master plan of that, right? You could kind of choose your zoning. So
okay.
We have parcels, like recently one off of Bell Lane. And if you're familiar with Bell Lane, you know that that's not an agriculture area. It is zoned Ag RR, and they will want to go to R1. That would be a perfect scenario. If you're Ag RR, you can clear that lot and build a house without following any of our clearing permits or anything, because it's an ag lot.
Right.
Where it's a 1 acre lot in the middle of a developed area. It's really not ag. But because it's zoned ag, they can go in and not get a clearing permit and just wipe the entire lot off. Don't have to have erosion control, don't have to have anything. So that's what he's trying to circumvent, is those little 1 acre spots that are just dotted all along, especially his district.
Okay.
That are not really in an agricultural zone.
Okay. Which again, the ag exemption was meant to give farmers freedom to operate and not have to deal with a lot of government bureaucracy, which was a good goal. But, you know,
right. You want to put up a new fence, you don't have to get a building permit. I mean, a clearing permit to knock a row of trees down to put a fence up. Or
okay.
You want to clear. I know there's some people up in Allentown that are clearing some old silviculture land and making them fields. You don't have to go get a permit for that.
Okay.
And that's a state thing as well. So
right.
We just have to find that balance of what he's trying to accomplish.
Hey, last thing, and I know that y'all talked about it a little bit yesterday, but the wastewater treatment plant that y'all are building, as I understand it, it was to get the ball rolling at 250,000 gallons a day. The change order comes in for 500,000 gallons a day, not because it's a surprise, but because this is just kind of, you know, step one, step two in the process. This was always expected. And am I right that the construction that's going on the east side of 87, north of the current industrial park, is that for the treatment plant? Is that a new park? What is all that?
It is a new part.
Okay.
It also is a new treatment. So,
oh, okay. So it's both.
That's
all right.
Called the, that's called the Milton Interchange Park, obviously the interchange of I-10. And there'll be a lot of industrial space available in there. And we've actually got contracts and already sold some of the land. So that's why we had to get started on the plant. And like you said, we started at 250 and then immediately recognized we needed to go to 500. But to delay the 250 to finish the design to 500 would put us out of the range when these new companies needed to come in. So we started with the 250 knowing this would come in. Now, obviously, there's been some tariff stuff and economies have changed, but I mean, that is part of doing business. So
right.
Now we have an additional $3.3 million that we have above what was initially projected when we did this a couple of years ago.
And people might look at that and think, oh, they planned poorly. It's costing them another $3.5 million. No, this is known. We know what we're doing. Very good.
We had to order some stuff because of the sheer delay in getting certain equipment, electrical panels, some of the treatment components. So we ordered that like 2 years ago.
Is that still like COVID, post-COVID supply chain stuff? Are you guys still feeling that kind of across the board, or has that fixed itself?
Some of that in certain areas, like the bigger electrical panels and some of the treatment components.
Okay.
Definitely had 18 to 24 month delay after you ordered it.
Ugh, wow. All right. Brad Baker, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, look forward to the meeting on Thursday where we still will not be voting on the Navarre Beach stuff, but I'm sure people will show up to talk. That will be coming much later, probably in a month or so. But Brad, thanks for all you do. Thanks for keeping us informed and spending some time with me this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Take care.
Bye-bye. You bet. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a business, you have employees, you have health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability to manage, human resources, payroll, all of that stuff. Listen, I know it's not your favorite thing in the world. You got into business to do what you wanted to do, not to do that. But having employees, which is success, you grew it in business, and now you got to deal with that stuff. Okay. Well, call somebody who likes to do that. Call Torgerson Consulting. They enjoy that. They're good. They're kind of nerds that way. Reed's a really good, smart guy. We know because we've been working with them for about 5 years. They have been doing our benefits here at News Radio and Cat Country for 5 years, and I've always been impressed. They always give us choices we didn't have, plans we didn't know about, saved us some money. I mean, they're not miracle workers. The plans that exist are the ones that exist. They can't make them up. But I have good confidence that they have thoroughly analyzed everything and brought the stuff to us that makes the most sense. And they're always available for questions and answer questions. My wife asks detailed questions. They always answer them. So anyway, I'm a big fan. They've been doing business for 25 years here in the local area. Torgerson Consulting, 433-9996. Have them come in and look at your business and see if there's a way they can help you. And if there's not, they'll tell you. And if there is, they'll say, hey, maybe we can do this. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. PJ has traffic on the 5.
Still working that vehicle crash 9 Mile Road at Palafox Street in Pensacola. No roadblock associated with that. Also, I have a vehicle crash County Road 197A at Vinewood Lane in Milton. Roadway's open. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Making it to work on time? No points. Holding the door? Still no points. Remembering trash day? You guessed it, no points. But with the Penn Air Rewards MasterCard, you can get 20,000 points and no balance transfer fees for opening a new card and doing your everyday shopping. Every swipe after? More points, more rewards, more reasons to swipe. Start earning today at pennair.org/creditcards. 20,000 bonus points awarded to new rewards cardholders after the qualifying spend in the first 90 days, insured by NCUA.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks today at 9:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Chris will be sharing his years of expertise in the field of locksmithing, talking about topics like security benefits of having your home or business locks inspected and resecured, smart locks, and even reprogramming your car's ECU computer for a lost key fob.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right, PJ, question for the audience, question for you. You're kind of a political nerd. You love watching all of this national politics stuff all the time. Are you going to pay any attention to this RNC Trumpalooza kind of thing going on today and tomorrow in Dallas?
If they put it on network TV, I'll check in with it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of curious. I did not see it on the schedule, so I think it's maybe not going to be on network TV. Okay. So, which is, I don't know what the norm here is supposed to be. The last time this was done was like Carter era, and the Democrats did it. Yeah. And, you know, it basically wound up giving, as I understand it, Teddy Kennedy a chance to rip into Carter. And so, like, well, we're not doing that again. we're airing our, you know, internecine differences, you know, on national television. I looked at the speaker list. Well, the one good thing I will say is that it looks like most of the speakers are going to be shuffle on pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got them actually by the hour, you know, 4 to 5, and there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, electric company counting, 9 speakers the first hour, 8 speakers the second hour, and so it goes that way. And it's kind of funny, they've got some of these entries: everyday American, working mother, and economic policy advocate. You know, I don't know who it is, it's the everyday American. That's their catch-all for those folks. Tonight, keynote at 9 Eastern, which would be 8 our time, is supposed to be the president. 2 nights of Donald J. Trump. Tonight and tomorrow night, same thing. Whether it's actually, you get Vance tomorrow night. You get, you know, some of the bigger names. You get like Ted Cruz is tomorrow, Greg Abbott is tomorrow, and Mike Rogers is tomorrow. But, you know, can I just, this is you and me talking, right? I just have no interest in this at all. And I'm a pretty committed, you know, conservative Republican, and I'm worried about what's going to happen in the fall elections. But I don't know. We're actually going to talk to Rick Scott about this tomorrow. He's there. Jimmy Patronis is there. I just, you know, what's going on in Escambia County and Santa Rosa County is so interesting. I'd just rather pay attention to the local stuff than watch these national speeches.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Iran warns of a dangerous escalation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, putting out a statement condemning the latest U.S. military strikes.
After the 5 Iranian tankers were destroyed, Iran tried again, this time to try to hit U.S. forces.